This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. North Korea has launched a short-range ballistic missile toward the sea as it ramps up testing activities in response to ongoing U.S.-South Korea military drills. Tommy McNeil has the story.
South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says the missile launched Sunday morning from the North's northwestern region flew across the country before it landed in the waters off its east coast. The launch was the North's third round of weapons tests since the U.S. and South Korean militaries began joint military drills last week. The North views such drills as an invasion rehearsal. The chief nuclear envoys from South Korea, Japan, and the U.S. condemned the launch as a provocation that threatens peace on the Korean Peninsula and in the region. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump, in a message on his Truth social media platform on Saturday morning, said he will be arrested on Tuesday morning and called on his supporters to protest. He gave no further details. VOA's Steve Herman has more.
It is known that authorities in New York City have been looking at charges against Trump in a so-called hush money case in which a former adult film performer was paid to keep silent about an alleged affair with Trump before he was president. Media reports say law enforcement has been preparing for security in and around the Manhattan Criminal Court, where Trump would surrender if he is indicted. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has visited the Russian-occupied Ukrainian city of Mariupol. This, according to a report on Sunday from the Russian state news agency TASS. Putin traveled to Crimea on Saturday, on the ninth anniversary of Russia's annexation of the Black Sea Peninsula from Ukraine. This is VOA News. A deadly earthquake rocked southern Ecuador on Saturday. The president's office said the magnitude 6.8 quake left 14 people dead and more than 380 injured, largely in the El Oro province. Peruvian authorities said the quake was also felt in that country's north, with no immediate reports of harm to people or structures. Pakistani police stormed former Prime Minister Imran Khan's residence in the eastern city of Lahore on Saturday, arresting 61 people amid clashes between Khan's supporters and police. Khan was not in the home at the time, having traveled to Islamabad to appear before a judge. He faces charges that he sold state gifts while in office and hid his assets. Voters in Kazakhstan started to cast their ballots Sunday after a short but active campaign for seats in the lower house of parliament that is being reconfigured in the wake of deadly unrest that gripped the country a year ago. Martin Sadik is an election observer from Austria.
We can only hope that these elections will contribute to a further consolidation of the society, of the consolidation of democracy, and that the idea of a new and fair Kazakhstan will develop with the population really participating in this.
Candidates have raised a wide array of issues, including further political reforms, housing, and rising food prices. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and United Nations officials say that a wartime deal allowing for grain to flow from Ukrainian ports has been extended. This comes during a thawing of relations between Turkey and Egypt, as VOA's Edward Uranian reports.
The mere fact that Egyptian Foreign Minister Sama Shukri and Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu were able to hold the joint news conference in Cairo Saturday indicates a sea change between the two countries after almost 10 years of mutual recriminations and frazzled relations that followed the ouster of former Muslim Brotherhood President Mohamed Morsi in July 2013. Both diplomats hinted that full diplomatic relations will soon be restored amid a general thaw of hostilities throughout the Middle East following the recent agreement between Iran and Saudi Arabia to resume diplomatic ties severed in 2016. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.